Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. Today we have Madison Beer here, everybody. Too high?
Do it lower.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. Today we have Madison Beer here. You didn't like that one, Jay?
No, you're right. I was wrong.
The first one?
Yeah, I was wrong.
She's a singer, songwriter, and she has an album coming out February 26th, and she's here, which is sick and super exciting. I actually met Madison. Well, I tweeted at Madison like 5-6 years ago. I just tweeted at her saying, I love you. You're beautiful. That's what I said.
And, this is like 2015.
Yeah, it was maybe. A long time ago.
Yeah.
And Madison fucking liked the tweet, and she followed me back.
And I have no recollection of this. Like,
well, of course, because fucking thousands of people tweet
that at
you.
No, but it's not like I was liking and following back a bunch of people.
You probably saw my profile picture, and you probably saw a future.
Yeah, that's definitely what it was. But like,
in true Madison form, you love
so
nerds.
It's so weird. Yeah, no, 100%.
She's like, hey, this guy looks like a fucking loser.
I love him. I want to follow him.
You have a soft spot for losers.
Of course I do.
Yeah, that's
well,
nice.
It's not losers. I just have, people always make fun of me because people are like, who are your celebrity crushes? And I'm like...
They're nerdy.
David Dobrik, Bo Burnham, and like Nathan Fielder. And
Matthew Gray Gubler.
Matthew Gray Gubler. Don't even talk about him
Sorry.
Right now.
It's super obvious that you're into personality and that's important, but what's your favorite body part on a guy?
And maybe hair. I'm like a big like...
Fuck.
I like... I know
the
guys
thing
hair.
I'm losing.
Off the table. What's your favorite body part on a girl?
Boobs.
Well, I don't have as much to work with. That's fair. There's girls have a lot more to work with.
Okay, back to how we met. So she followed me and then whatever. Time went by like 3, 4, 5, probably 6 years. A long time went by.
Yeah.
And we were at the VMAs or something in New York.
VMAs. Away. I need to contextualize this with the fact that I had never seen one of his videos. No offense. Maybe 3 days before the VMAs, my friend Sam was watching. All I heard, I was staying at his house, and all I heard was doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And I was like, what is this that he's watching every single day? And it was so annoying. I was like, I don't know what this is. And I went out, and I was like, what are these videos with this intro? And they're like, you've never seen a David Dobrik vlog? I'm like, no. And then I just dove into every single one of your videos. So it was weird that I ended up seeing. Also, the only reason I went up to you and like freaked out was because I just began my obsession with you.
So were
like
3 days before.
Yes, literally.
Oh, so I was fresh on your mind.
Fresh, like I was on a David Dobrik kick. And then I
this
see
is
you.
Perfect timing for
I'm
me
like,
to come in.
I remember I turned to my publicist. I was like, is that David Dobrik?
And she's like, who?
She was like, I think so. And then I was like, I have to say something. I must.
So then we're at the carpet. And then Madison, like, I see her. I think we make eye contact. And then I turn to Jason. I'm like, Madison Beer. It's Madison Beer. And then I turn back around and like pretend like I'm like fucking changing the ISO on my camera, which I'm not doing
we're
anything.
Doing something.
Which David doesn't know how to work the ISO on his
camera. I was fucking panicking. And then yeah, you walked up to me.
Yeah.
And she was a fan. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, what the fuck? It was like it was like winning the lottery.
I was like, can I have your number? You were like, yeah, no, yes, sure.
Do I have a number? I have a number.
But then I was surprised because I don't know why. Like, I thought you were not going to hang out with me. I don't think I'm cool at all. So I was like, he's not going to actually like hit me up. And then I remember after the event, I think I texted you something like, where you at or
Wait,
something.
Wait, who texted who first?
I think I definitely texted you first. Maybe you did. I don't remember, but I just remember we ended up having like a really cute night. And we just like hung out for like hours.
Yeah, bro,
in
she invited me over. I was at fucking dinner, like after the VMAs.
It was just us two, and we literally bonded so hard, I feel like.
She texted me. She's like, you want to come by? Like, my apartment's like, it was fucking like 10:30 at night, Jay. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
That definitely probably seemed really sus.
It was very late, and I'm like, playing it cool. I don't want to brag that Madison's texting me. And like, I have my friends next to me. We're at dinner. I was like, fuck it. I got to show at least one of them here. And I was like, look who's texting me. And they're like,
that's so funny because I was geeked.
They're like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? They were so fucking stoked for me.
I remember literally you didn't leave till like 4 a.m.
I didn't know. Like, I think we talked about this before, but like, I didn't know if I was going there because it was so late. Like, were we going to hook up?
Okay, stop.
You sit here awkward, but I know for a fact that you can turn on like the hot Madison look in seconds.
I'm so awkward. Like, people actually think it's like a joke when I say that. I'm like very uncomfortable.
What do we say? What do we say?
I was talking about how we went to some random college party like a while ago.
Oh my God.
And David, we were in someone's apartment or something, and we were in the bathroom mirror, and David was like, okay, everybody, like, let's take a selfie or whatever. And it was me. I didn't say it like that.
Why do you gotta make me sound like a fucking, like, the lamest influencer?
I've heard you say that before.
Yeah, it was, okay, but I don't
I'm sure you did.
You're making it sound like I'm like this influencer guy who's like, time for the selfie.
Okay, no. We were just in the moment hanging out, and we were like in the bathroom mirror or whatever, just trying to figure out what we were gonna do. And David went to take a photo, and it was like me, you, and I think Cindy.
Okay.
And you guys are both obviously beautiful. And so, I was like in a slicked back bun, like whatever, just not in my element at the time.
I feel like I also remember you being miserable. Like, you did not want to be there. I
think every college trip, every college trip, everybody except me was miserable.
I was into it.
You liked it.
No, remember we were getting really mad at that one kid who wouldn't let us in. I was like, call him now and tell him to get us in. We couldn't get into a frat party.
Bro, so difficult. And you would think if you have Madison there, it's like fucking game over. Right. But it's like, she's cool, but if you're coming with these guys, no way.
Yeah, no. Like, okay, wait, continue.
We took this photo, and, like, you guys snapped into, like, you know, like, I don't even know. I don't know what it is. I don't have a word for it. And I was just like,
Now I'm like, gonna try not to.
But it is.
It was really funny.
But it's like a superpower. It's
Oh, wait, what did you say? You were like, oh, I'm glad I brought my brother along. You were talking about me.
I wanted to save this to later, but since we're getting right into it, do you guys know the most expensive liquid in the world? If you had to guess what it is.
Most expensive liquid?
Like, one of the most expensive liquids in the world. Just throw out a liquid.
In Korea, they like pig's urine or something.
Great, you're getting closer.
Yeah, cow urine or...
No, one of the most expensive liquids in the world. This is fucking amazing. Is horse semen. Well, you probably already know about this, Jay.
I know a lot about semen.
But a gallon of horse semen can go for $4.7 million.
What are you talking about?
Oh, if it comes from the right stud.
So, yeah, I was reading an article, and it's like there's a 15-year-old white stallion, and he earns his owners $300,000 every time he shoots a load. This was in the article.
Oh, I don't even want to know how they're obtaining the semen, though. I think, like, what's going on?
Oh, I know. I've seen this before. I think they have.
I watch this on YouTube all the time.
No, they have. I think I'm totally making this up because I think I've seen it, but I don't want to like misrepresent the horse community. I think the horses have sex with the horses, and then right when they're about to finish,
what?
A guy, I'm not kidding.
This can't
a guy comes
a thing.
In and puts like
oh,
a.
Yeah, I watched that with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Can't be a thing.
We did see this.
Yeah, we did see this.
A guy jumps in and he grabs the horse semen, and then that's it. I don't know.
Like, catches it?
No, he puts it in a tube.
He opens his mouth.
Because it's all worth it. Depending on how successful your horse is in races, people pay so much money for the babies to be made.
Right. So crazy. What a crazy
anyway,
industry.
Madison's new album's coming out.
Nice. Good segue.
When does your album come out?
February 26th.
If we're being completely serious, is boy shit about me?
Just my feet, David.
Does
it, like, when you listen to it, are you like, this could be about me? Because if that's a thing, that raises some red flags.
Listen, I know we're friends, but we're definitely not that close. Like, we haven't, like, hurt each other. Like, in, like, an emotional way where you would write a song about me.
Right.
Because I feel like we're very surface-level friends. Like, we're not, like...
Whoa.
Like,
that's really fucked up.
Hold on. Let me
you better, up. Like, redeem cut. Yourself
no,
right
I'm
now.
Cut.
I'm good.
No. Like, I mean...
Surface-level friends. Oh, and I quote. Did you guys catch that, or was that...
No, I feel like we're not, like... We're not to the point where you write a song about me. But has there ever been something I've said, other than what I just said now? has there ever been a moment that's inspired a part of a song?
I've never written even a lyric about you, David. Not even,
yeah,
a, not even a line.
Right?
Not even a line.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know what I meant though, right?
You know what? Now my comment section is going to go from this is what David Dobrik rejected to this is who David Dobrik considers a surface level friend. That's what's
No. Madison. Wait. Madison, listen.
Can we gloss over that really quick? Just can we put that to bed?
There's no way. The surface level thing?
No. The rejection thing.
Address the cameras.
He'll make sure the cameras are on.
I'm not even going to speak. I'm going to let him take the floor with us and see where he goes.
I was saying this to Jason before. I hate the whole rejection thing. Like, I hate that, like, people are like, this is the girl who David rejected.
Post on Instagram, TikTok, anything, all the replies are just
and
like,
the better you and
David
the better you look in the Instagram
the
post,
comments!
The more comments. It's like, this
crazy.
Is the girl who David rejected.
And I'm just okay.
That was the best joke in the roast that Jeff had.
It's a magical night tonight. Hopefully Joe Volpus and David use this opportunity to come out of the closet. We all know you guys are gay. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no way Madison Beer is not your type, David.
What did he say? There's no way Madison Beer's not your type. And then I texted him and I was like, oh, so I'm not your type. Nice. Really pissed.
Okay.
So have you ever rejected me?
No.
Thank you.
And that's it. No. She's out.
Okay. What does it stem from? It was in a vlog?
I don't know. I feel like you've made jokes being like, why don't you guys just date already and like all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, we did a podcast once where I was like, well, I don't know why you guys don't date. You seem like you're perfect for each other.
And I was much more like, yeah, I love him. And he was like, no.
I did not say no.
No, but like it was the energies were like
no, see,
different.
You're just painting the whole rejection thing even more.
Oh,
I've always been like down. I just
crazy.
Think, listen, I just...
missed your window, Dave.
No, my palms are sweating too much.
But I think it's funny.
I never rejected you. We just never dated. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only story. One last time, I want to just apologize for the surface level thing, because you know what I meant. You two knew what I meant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're good friends. I just don't think we've ever, like...
would you consider me one of your close friends? If someone was like, are you friends with Madison Beer? Would you be like, yeah, I'm friends with her. She's an acquaintance.
Yes.
Or is she, like, a close friend?
Of course. No, like, no, I do. Madison, look at me.
Why are you looking at them?
Nothing, because Jason had something in his hair, and I was like, fix it.
I'm holding up cue cards behind you so you can read them.
Madison, I like you. You're fun. You're fun. No, the way I see you is if someone was like, are you close friends with Madison? I'd be like, oh, yeah, 100%. Like, yeah. I can, like if they were like, could you call her right now? I'd be like, I can fucking call her right now. I could send her a text message.
Yep.
Send her a picture of my
voice
abs.
Memo.
Whatever it is. I don't have abs.
He talks about you all the time.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, I do.
You're such a liar.
This is...
You put your music video on the day it came out.
I know. When you texted
Madison,
me that, I was really happy. That
I
was
say
so
this,
sweet.
I say this a lot to a lot of people. The people that I love the most, like, I talk the most shit to their face and talk, like, the highest way about them behind their back.
That's why I leave crying here every day.
But yeah, but when he's gone, I pay him his compliments. All right, here are some things that I've heard, I've read, I've been doing some research, and you guys can tell me if these are true or not. When someone says break a leg, they actually want you to be in the cast, like a cast. That's why they say.
Oh, that makes sense.
Did you know Frankenstein is actually Frankenstein's monster? Frankenstein's not actually called Frankenstein. Frankenstein's the doctor that built Frankenstein.
I read the book Frankenstein on Spotify.
Is that true?
I set you up, bro.
So why is his wife called Frankenstein's wife? What?
Yeah, did you not just hear what I just said?
Did you say you read?
Well, you like nerdy guys. So yes, I actually have the audiobook for Frankenstein on Spotify. You want to hear a snippet?
After so much time spent in painful labor, to arrive at once at the summit of my desires was the most gratifying consummation of
How
my
turned
toils.
On are you right
I don't
now?
Think you're just confused.
What does consummation mean?
Yeah.
Huh?
What does consummation mean?
Constimation?
Consummation.
When you can't poop.
Nice.
You got it.
End of discussion. Consummation is when you make the marriage official.
Consummation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Good job, David.
Taylor,
I'm new to this hosting
idea.
Thing.
That was good.
It was good?
Really good.
So, Madison, you have a story about people pooping on each other?
Pardon?
Something from our private conversation from years ago that you told me about, and I just found it so interesting. You have a story about a couple that used to poop on each other.
Why in the fuck are we doing this?
I'm really curious. Like, what did they
do
with the poop?
Okay, thank
Dude,
you.
Like, everything you could do. Like,
what does that
she told
mean?
Me that, like, she would shit, and he would like jerk off over her while she was like shitting.
You can't get this on Fallon.
But if she sees this and she's like, you fucking bitch.
I don't know their names. You never even in private, you never told me their names. I'll give you $50,000 if someone comments on this and goes, oh yeah, that's her friend Amy.
I'll have her comment on it.
Oh, shit Amy. Goddamn, there she goes, talking about shit Amy again.
If someone can guess who you're talking about, that's fucking, you got a fucking Sherlock Holmes watching this shit, because that's pretty badass.
I said, David looks really skinny to me, and his hair looks really good. He got a haircut.
Yeah, I weigh 153.
And I asked him if he lost a bunch of weight, and he was like, no.
Dave, you only weigh 153?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's without my penis.
Right. Oh,
I weighed myself completely naked the other day, and I tied my penis to the ceiling. and without penis, 153. With, we're like 170. But yeah, how tall am I? 5'10".
There's no way.
Wait, that's the part that confused you about that story. No, I'm definitely 5'10". This is interesting. I wanted to play this game here, because you play this, and I think it's the fucking scariest thing in the world. It's the game where you whisper someone to something about explain it. Oh.
It's honestly like kind of like a mean game, but you have to play with people that you're. But you have to play with people you're close with. So you know how you make jokes at your friends that are like mean.
Right.
You can only really do that to people you're close with. So basically, it's this game where you sit in a circle with all of your friends, and I'll whisper something to Jason, and I'll basically say, like, point to the person in the room who you think takes the least amount of showers a week. And then he'll point at someone. He'll point at somebody, but, like, no one knows what I said to him other than us two. And then you flip a coin. If it's heads, you have to reveal what the question was. And if it's tails, the question dies and no one ever knows. So then whoever was pointed to is just paranoid. But there's also just the rule. You can't tell someone. Like, that's like the
never
rule.
You can never tell anybody.
No.
All right, this is a round of paranoia. If it makes you uncomfortable, it's because it's supposed to.
Jason's like leaning in.
I can't hear shit. I'm 50.
Okay, so I asked her a question. Now you point to the answer.
Jason.
And that's the game.
Well,
that's it.
No.
Now we're gonna flip a coin. If you get to know.
If it lands on tails,
The question dies.
The question dies. You'll never get to know what I asked her.
And you'll be paranoid for all of.
And if it lands on heads, we'll tell you what the question is. Tails.
Fuck. Okay,
really?
Now I like it.
Yeah.
And am I allowed to take a guess?
No, you'll never know.
That's the rule, is you're not allowed to play any shenanigans afterwards.
That's the game?
Yeah. Yes. I know, it sucks.
What a blue-balling experience.
Just for the sake of the show, I just gave her an easy one. I said, who's the oldest in the room? That's it. Because I
lame. You got to fuck somebody up.
I know. Okay, another one. Madison, go to Jason.
No, I don't want to play.
Madison!
Natalie, do it to me.
Yeah. Nat, you go. We got to give him a good one. Oh, damn. See, this is why paranoia is so fucked. How is that so funny?
Me.
Oh. That's not how you play.
Oh, God. Who's the worst at sex?
All right, Nat, give him one more. Okay, Natalie is whispering into Jason's ear.
Jason's nervous to say it because he doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And Natalie like really is thriving.
This is fucked up.
I know. That's why this game is so
this
evil.
This game is really bad. This game has actually hurt people's
point.
Feelings.
I don't like this at all.
Point to someone.
You know when you were a kid and you had a friend that you were really mad at and you're like, I don't know, maybe this was just me, but I was like, we should all like sit in a circle and just write down like what we don't like about each other.
Fuck.
Like this game is that in like real life.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Point to somebody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, me.
Oh,
there we go.
Shit.
Oh, my fuck. Okay, so if it lands on heads.
I'll flip the coin. Oh, it's tails.
No. Go. Flip it.
Oh, he's so nervy.
What is that? That's tails, right? Is what kind of coin is this? Yeah. This one, Dave and Buster's?
It's tails.
Oh, thank God.
No, oh, thank God. What was it?
No, we can't tell you.
No, we told you.
Paranoid, bitch.
Bro.
Thank God.
No, well,
that shit was
brutal. His is bad because it would make everyone in the room.
Brutal.
Like,
you see how this game sucks?
I don't like this game.
Madison, you play this game. You have a question.
We're playing with three people.
Yeah, you're right. And like all the gross ones are just going to go to jail.
Yeah, no. If we were in a group of like 10.
All right, Jay, let's do one more. Jay, you whisper to Madison. Jay, but you got to make it juicy. You got to make it juicy.
Make it juicy.
I know you're capable of making it juicy. Okay, now Jason's asking Madison.
Was hers like a mean one like that?
Yeah.
Wait. Mike.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she fucked me up good.
Wait, that was mean?
That, yeah.
Well, I thought it was like, supposed to be mean.
It is.
It is, but it's like, oof. And I'm only picking between them two?
Yeah, between Natalie and I.
Yeah. I mean, I know
Let's
the answer.
Let's remind you, he called
I
you.
I know the answer. I can tell you if you want.
No.
I would go with David, but I don't think either of you. So if it is heads, I am contextualizing it with I actually don't think either of you.
Oh, fuck. That's heads.
It's not even bad. It was just who's the most insecure.
Oh,
which is just like sad. Because
I'm conceited like,
oh, that was not me.
That's not bad.
No,
okay.
But it's like sad. Like I've had ones where it's like who has
well,
the worst
Well, don't rub it in more.
Sorry.
I would say
I'm saying it's not me trying to deflect, and you guys are like, no, it's really bad.
Like, that's embarrassing.
Well, I couldn't answer you.
Wait, who would you have said? Oh, yeah, 100% me. Jay, you would have said me too.
I don't think any of you guys are insecure. Yeah. Or at least you don't come across as insecure.
It was actually an easy one between these two.
Who would you have picked?
David.
Yeah, me, 100%.
Natalie's on her high horse, man. She loves herself.
I know. That's why I was like,
Natalie's so confident.
David's
she
very
can take a dump in the studio right now.
Oh, my God. Why
you
am I
are
why?
Obsessed with Natalie taking shit.
Cut.
Obsessed. Wait, what's good with that? Like, can you
right,
figure this?
Question,
and you wanted to know about my shitting friends.
Weird.
Oh, okay. You're what's right. It's getting weird.
They fight about the plumbing. They accuse each other.
It's not a we thing. It's a David picking
Natalie, you brought it up first. I just bring it up first now so you don't bring it up first. That's
so
why.
So wait, what's the problem? No. It's aired out on air.
Well, we can't air it out because Natalie stinks at the whole house. Fucking constantly lingering. Okay, that I think that was enough for that game.
Yeah, definitely.
As soon as I get hurt, I'm good. Yeah. That was enough. Isn't that a fucking crazy game?
It's so fucked up. Especially when you're with so many people. And then they call you out in front of everyone.
None of us are the same. Look at Jason. He looks like he was just hit by a bomb.
And I forgot what my question was. But I still, like, what was my question? Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, it's
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're also doing a live stream performance soon, which I'm really confused about because isn't that just like, well, explain that to me. Is that fine? What is that like?
Well, we just record a concert and then we air it. I have an album coming out, like 17 songs. I want to perform it.
And the show you're putting on is like fucking well rehearsed. It's not just like you sitting on a stool.
We're starting 10 days of rehearsal. No, it's a big
okay.
Full show.
You're putting on like a movie, basically.
Yeah.
It's like a play.
It's like a full arena. If we were doing an arena tour, it's what it would look
like.
And
where can people find that?
MadisonBeer.live.
Whoa. That's one of my first plugs.
Maybe sick. You could have a part in the show where David comes out and brings
you
a roast.
You know what's so funny? They pitched, when they first were talking about it, they brought him up. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? They wanted to do this thing in the middle of the show where there was like cameos basically, but like not – like they wanted people. It was I don't even know what it
they
was.
Needed
and the,
an attractive
the one
guy.
Person they thought up was you. They were like, "Yeah, we can have David come in." I was like, "What?" I was like, "David come in and do what?"
Like One Less Lonely Girl style. Like I'm sitting on like a stool
basically.
And you're like singing around me.
Basically, if
you
want to
be my baby, I'm just
yeah,
like, okay.
You're the baby. Well, David as baby.
Yeah, that'd be sick. I'd
maybe
be totally down.
Do a track where Dave's voice sounds amazing, like somebody else, and he lip syncs it.
Oh, we made a song once.
Oh my god, we did with Charlie Puth.
We were at Charlie Puth's house, and I went in the booth, and I just started. I was ass, bro. I was fucking ass.
It was really bad. It's really. I posted a story of him singing horribly, and I was like, "This is who y'all worship." Like, actually, he literally is like, "What did you say? Like, I don't know what I would do, but like, what was the lyric?"
Yeah, I don't know, but you made it sound great.
I'm so glad that I have so many famous friends, or something like that.
Oh yeah, the song. It was so cringy. Well, I actually like the song concept. It's about like having famous friends and how you can like. Like get into a club easier,
or
like it was supposed to be like a Lonely Island style, and right. Like for some reason Charlie really bought into it, and he's like, "Yeah, this is great." And I was like, "But Charlie's probably just been cooped up for too long." And he was like, "Get in the booth." I was like, "Okay, I've never been in a booth."
So we
started recording the song, and I was like, "I'm so glad I have famous friends," and it was all about like
I'm friends with somebody super famous.
Yeah,
it was
all about getting handouts.
Damn, that sounds cool. Yeah. Go to Charlie Puth's house and record a joke song.
He should have been there. Jay,
I wasn't invited.
Crazy, I was invited.
I have questions. Who shot your music video?
Boy shit.
Yeah.
This amazing director named Lauren. She's awesome, but
it was great.
Yeah, she's seriously amazing.
I have a question.
But I had wanted to do that concept for so long, and she was so perfect.
Nice and over here.
Execute it with yes. That's the magic.
Yeah. Loses control of his own show.
I love when David has laugh attacks. Like,
why is she not?
When David
why is she face towards Natalie and Jason?
He like soars at his chin.
Madison, please, over here. when you shoot music videos, mm-hmm. how do you pick your love interest in the videos? Do you go through a huge casting
thing?
I'm
about to say something really bad that I shouldn't say. I cast a love interest that looks just like my little brother for my last video, and I had no idea because he doesn't look like my brother at all. Like, looks nothing like him. I cast him with his headshots, looks nothing like him, but there's this one angle. I can't believe I'm saying this now. Everyone's going to be like, holy shit, that's literally Ryder. Where he's like, it's the scene in Boy Shit where I'm like on like laying on his knee kind of. Right. His head is down, and from that angle, the hair and the facial structure, when we watched the first cut, I was like, what have
That's
I done? I
brother.
Literally freaked out. I was like, and then I didn't say anything to my best friend, and I showed it to her, and she was like, "Is that Ryder?" And I was like, "Oh no, yeah. This is so," and I couldn't crop him out. He was like, it was like a main part of the video.
So how many guys did you go through till you were like, "Yeah, that's my brother"? How many?
He doesn't look like my brother. No, he really does. You know what's funny is I actually cast him in another music video that never ended up coming out. So I guess I just kind of like the way this guy looks. But I go through, like, they send me a folder of, like, basically who's available, who fits the role.
And how cool is that? That must,
like,
be the coolest thing 30, ever.
30, 40 of them that I just kind of, like, scroll through.
That sounds, like, so fun. Like, who do you want your boyfriend to be for the day?
Yeah. It's fun.
Wow.
It's fun.
And then if you're, have you ever shot a music video when you're in a relationship and your significant other is getting really jealous? Does that happen?
Yeah.
Because you don't want your boyfriend, you don't want your significant other to be a...
But I've never, like, kissed anyone on camera or done, like, a scene like that. That's, like... I'm a very insecure, jealous person, so if my boyfriend...
I'm the
was
worst.
An actor, and he was, like, making out with some girl, I would freak out. But you have to also know what you sign up for.
So. My ex had to kiss somebody, and...
Did it break you?
My God, I had to fly home. I had to fly home for the moment she was kissing somebody.
I thought you were kidding for a second, and I was like, "Oh no, this is serious."
No, but I get that.
It was
a lot.
It's like the most brutal thing.
It can be a lot, and then they have to do it, and they're like, "Okay, one more time," and you're like, "Not again."
Yeah.
Not another
Some
take.
People are so good with it, though. Like, some people can be, like, on set and be like, "Yo, be careful with my fucking girlfriend." Like, be making jokes and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, no.
The guy,
I left the state, Madison.
The guy in Boy... I would, too. I 100% would, too. The guy in Boy Shit, the first guy where you see where I'm on the balcony, he had a girlfriend. And, like, I think, like...
girlfriend must have been fucking throwing the biggest
really,
fit.
Like, so that we had to do it, like, 60 times where I had to basically, like, walk up to him and, like, stare into his face.
And imagine this fucking girl... I'm sure she's great.
But I'm sure she has to be, like, you know, a certain kind of girl to be able to be with a boy who's going to get cast on those things.
But that's the worst gig for him to be cast in. Yeah, Madison Beer's love interest. Fuck you. You quit acting right now. You fucking asshole. You're not doing that. Who is somebody famous that you wouldn't go up to, like that you wouldn't approach?
I would not go up to Kevin Parker, but he was sitting in front of me on the plane where I was like, the universe is telling me to say something to you. Like, we're on the same flight. Like,
I'm
so
not familiar with Kevin Parker.
Tame Impala.
Oh, yeah. You're obsessed with that.
I was freaking out. I actually was freaking out. The entire flight, there was a random girl next to me, and this poor girl had no idea who he was. And I was like, "Do you know who that is?" And she's like, "No." And I just, like, spieled to her for, like, 45 minutes about him. And she was like, "Who are you? Like, stop talking to me." And then I was getting her to, like, encourage me to say hi to him. I was like,
tell me to say hi.
Like, I need you to push me to do this. And we were sitting in first class. So it was literally just, like, him in one row, me and the one behind him, and then... We had just played Austin City Limits, the same he was playing Saturday night. Oh, I you played guys Saturday played it during together, the day. So yeah, I played under his light rig. No big deal.
You have an excuse to
yes,
go off to him.
That was my that was thing. Your aim. I was like, I have something to say. So I'm like, say something, say something, say something. He gets up and immediately grabs his bag and walks to the front of the plane. I'm like, shit, like, I am not going to be able to say anything. And then he's standing there outside of the gate just waiting for the rest of his crew, like, with his by himself. So I went up to him. I was like, you need to do it. And so I was like, hi, Kevin. I was like, I am Madison. I just wanted to say this was exactly how it went down.
Yeah, you're killing. I was like, I feel like I'm in the moment.
Like, I really love you, and I love your music, and I think you're a genius, and you are a pioneer, and I really love you. And he was like, right on, man. Like, that's sick.
Oh my
and like
God.
In his like accent, I was like, I actually played Austin City Limits yesterday too. Like, I really liked your set. It was really good. And he just like just not really talkative. Like, I mean, maybe not to like strangers, I guess. And he was just like, how was it? I was like, it was really amazing.
Oh,
like,
that's
it was
crazy.
So good, but your set was like so much better. Like, fuck me. Like, who cares about me and what I did yesterday? Like, you really killed it. And then this is the worst part. And this is, I can't even reenact it because it's so shameful. As I was walking away, I like was like, nice to meet you. Like, thought I kind of killed it. I was like, you didn't do it horribly.
Know.
It's not like you like spit on him or something.
Right,
like,
right,
I was
right.
expecting something horrible to happen. I'm like walking away, and then I remembered in my brain, like, you didn't mention to him that you know he mixes and masters all of his own stuff. Like, you have to say that. As
oh,
I'm,
no.
Like, mid,
like an afterthought? Like
I'm not kidding you. I was like at least 10 feet away
oh,
from him.
Fuck.
And I was like, and I know you mix and master all of your own stuff.
Oh,
like, turned around.
No.
And I like, kept on fucking walking. And then I literally went in the bathroom, and I called my assistant. I was like, come to the bathroom now. And I'm sitting on the floor, and I was like, I'm just such a spaz. I'm such an idiot. What did I just do? And now all of the people I work with, like all my writers and my producers, every single time I leave the studio, they're like, I don't know, you mix and master. It's just the ongoing like misery of my Kevin Parker. I just hope I get to redeem myself. Kevin, I promise I'm not as weird as I came across.
Are you ever going to get married?
Yeah, for sure.
And is that person going to be like your final person?
Yes. Like, I'm
oh,
not, like,
shit. So once you get married, it's...
Yeah.
Oh, so you
ideally, I mean, obviously, I think everyone hopes that, but I definitely wouldn't marry somebody. Who
What's
I wasn't
too early
like.
To propose to somebody?
I don't think there's ever too early if you know that it's like the right person.
Natalie, what about you?
What about me?
Like, with Todd, do you feel like you're like hope? Are you hopeful that you'll be with him forever? Or do you like not see a future with him? That sounds fucked up. Sorry.
I'm like, yeah, no, fuck
like,
him.
No,
we just celebrated Valentine's Day. She
yeah,
got a nice
sorry.
Cartier watch.
That's so messed up.
I don't see it much longer, to be honest.
No, but like, I mean, like, do you like think of ever like, oh, like I might marry this person?
I definitely think about it, and we've been together for a year now, so it's like obviously you think about it. But we've
but you guys
also
were, like secret for like a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like
I know Madison. I hate it too.
Yeah. Oh God,
but I feel like also we haven't had our relationship like in the real world. Like we've been like doing our own thing.
And one oak isn't open, so we don't know how it's gonna go.
I feel that.
You know, when
that.
The bar is open, Todd's unleashed.
Todd's on the fucking sidewalk.
So right now she's got him locked up in the house. But.
No, but I think him and I both. Like, we love to go out. We're both, like, social people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I go out, like, I hate having somebody, like, hold on to me and be by me all the time because I just want to float around and talk to people.
Yeah.
Someone asked me this the other day. If you're dating somebody mm-hmm. and you're dating your boyfriend, whatever, and mm-hmm. your boyfriend's liking other girls' pictures, like bikini pics, is this a problem?
I think it's a problem. I wouldn't want my boyfriend's name on another girl's, like, body pick. It's a controversial topic.
Nat
a lot
probably
of,
would not give a shit, right?
But yeah. Like, good for her. Like, that means she's just
no,
more secure
I know.
Than I am. Like, I that's
and
just
me
completely
too.
Valid.
I'm
like,
so jealous of
so
that.
So jealous of you. Like, I could. I'm
I'd call
AT&T insecure.
And I'd say,
yeah.
cancel this landline.
Oh, I'm so insecure.
Yeah.
Well, that's also so just funny. Like I've been also perpetuated trust issues my entire life, and I feel like I've had like. Boyfriends cheat on me before, and I've had things happen to me that I'm like I don't
think,
trust anybody.
I think in my past life someone must have really cheated on me because I have some pretty big trust issues
yeah,
for being in
no,
like, the
me
best
too.
Relationships
me too. Yeah, see that's crazy, but like, no, I'm like so insecure when it comes to that stuff, and I but it's not even like a secure an insecurity thing, like a comparison thing. I'm just more like you're mine and I don't want you looking at
right.
other people. I don't know.
I had a girlfriend once before, the one I had for a while.
Okay.
Liza. I don't know why I made it sound like that, but like, I was dating yeah, I was dating this other girl, and she told me, I was like, have you ever cheated on, like, a boyfriend? And we did it for, like, a month or two. It was, like, really quick. But
oh,
this was, like, 3 weeks in. And she was like, yeah, I used to cheat on my boyfriend. And I was like, would you tell him? And she's like, no, I'd never tell him. Like, It's just what you got to do to keep the relationship alive sometimes.
What does that mean?
And for the next like 3 weeks, I went with it. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And then I fucking, and then it like hit me like 2 weeks in because then I started to like her more. I was like, holy fuck, this bitch is about to cheat on me.
Right, if she cheats on me. That's so wrong.
That's when I got really fucking scared. And I think that's where from then I was like, fuck, to keep the relationship. And that's why I've always been like so scared of someone cheating on me because it's like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, I think like relationships are like, I'm forming a bond with you where I trust you with my heart. And if you're gonna cheat on me or like do something behind my back that you wouldn't, like Dr. Phil, one of my favorite people as well, he always says that like cheating
He'd
is
never
anything.
Cheat on you.
Cheating is any, he would never cheat on his wife, April, I think her name is, or Robin? Robin, April. I don't know where that came from. That was good.
I dress up as Dr. Phil sometimes.
My wife, Robin. Get it right, Madison.
Wow, that's really good. But he always says cheating is anything you wouldn't do with your significant other in the room. And I believe that. I firmly believe that. Like, I think if I heard my boyfriend talking about a girl like who's not me and any, you know what I mean, like I would be like, what the fuck are you doing? And like, I don't know, I think relationships are just tricky, and if you're not ready to be in one, don't be in one, because you can really mess with someone's head and someone's heart if you like break their trust. Like, it, nothing hurts more, and I feel like every person has experienced this who's been in a relationship, but then like if you're going through your boyfriend's phone who you already have like a little bit of trust issues with, you're like shaking, like I don't want to find what I'm looking for, but I'm probably going to, and it's the worst feeling especially if you do. You're just like, man, I love you, and I think I know you, and I don't know you, and that hurts so much.
You and me in a relationship would be disaster. Show me your messages. We wouldn't even be using our own phones at this point. We would have just switched phones.
Yeah, we would both have our assistants running our Instagram, so neither of us looked at our feeds or anything.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I feel like you would be like good in a relationship, though. I feel like you would.
I feel like I always ask for one, but then when I think about it, I'm just like,
okay, there's like this Cigarettes After Sex song that I really love. They're like one of my favorite bands, and there's a lyric that literally, the song's called Cry.
Yeah, I do that a lot. After sex too, actually.
Before and after, yeah. For me.
No,
so
cigarettes,
I
though. I hate tobacco.
There's a lyric.
Mouthful of tears.
There's a lyric in the song that's literally, the chorus is like, it's making you cry every time. Like, basically, it's like, I can't be faithful to you, but hopefully one day I will be. And he's like completely telling this girl, basically, like, I love you, but I won't be faithful to you. So like, the reason I'm saying that, is there a reason that you feel like you wouldn't be in a relationship? Do you feel like you couldn't be faithful? Do you feel like
No, I would never, ever, ever fucking cheat. Like, when I was in my last relationship, like, I couldn't function. I was like, I'm not looking at another girl. Madison, I would have never met you if I was in a relationship. Like, right. I would have never, like, let you...
So you feel
meet
like it
me.
Puts kind of like hinders on life. It's kind of,
yeah,
like
if we made eye contact.
But then is it worth it? You have to like weigh out the pros and cons of like, is it?
That's what I'm saying. This was when I was young and I was like, yeah. I was an idiot. But if I was in a relationship and we made eye contact, I would have been like, nope. And I would have never fucking had a conversation
good
with
you.
Good
for you though. I think that's,
yeah,
like,
but it's like, it's too much. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, still live your life and do this. But I think,
yeah, still live your life. But totally, like, if you find someone, like, I also kind of think it's like sweet and romantic to...
Listen,
cut
I'm,
everyone else off, because what is everyone else going to offer you if you found someone who like loves you? Because like, everything's smoke and mirrors too. That's the whole thing about life, is that everything's bullshit. And like, if you find someone who loves you and respects you and trusts you and that you trust and that makes you feel good and like gets you, there's not much better out there. So I think that's why a lot of people's relationships end, is because they're always searching for something better. And they're always like, well, what else is out there? It's like, nothing else is out there. So if you're happy, just be happy.
One day it'll just be me and Natalie. And I know that me waiting this long will be worth it.
You guys already live together. It's super easy.
She's moving out.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
What?
I think Natalie's my scapegoat when we talk about relationships. I just like make a joke about Natalie just to not like actually say the truth. I'm going through a lot of stuff.
Oh.
That's all the time we have for this podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Madison's album is coming out. Guys, go buy it. The songs are sick. Sorry, that's the first time I was doing that.
That was good.
That was pretty
sick. Keep it going.
It was good. Just stop, though.
I just got nervous.
It was good.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys later. Go check out Madison's album, February 26th. Go check out the rest of our social medias. And we'll see you guys later. My name is Jeff. Bye.
I ruined Fight Club for my friend, and like I feel so bad because that's one of the best cinematic twists in my opinion.
It's
and
his imagination.
Wait, I've never seen it.